This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So all eyes are on California and seeing how this whole minimum wage hike for fast food workers is working out. And I don't really care what I read in the news. I care about what you all say. And I have family in California. I have friends in California. And so they are noticing the prices go up. One of them said they walked into a McDonald's and all it is kiosks. You don't see front, and now that's been happening for a while, but you don't see the front staff, you know, that are taking the order. I mean, when I worked at Jack in the Box, I was the counter. You don't see people at the counter. I cooked also. It's great. You kind of learn everything. I think working fast food is fantastic in terms of you learning, you know, how fast food actually operates and how to cook and how to do all these things and clean. And it teaches you a lot. I think all high school students should be doing it. Nope, they're not. Now that jobs are taken, you know, by people who need to support their family, and these kids are in the parents' basement playing video games, but you're seeing fewer people. And I don't like those kiosks. I don't like to touch something somebody else touched. And then you have to read in the choices, and then you have to hit the button right. And then you have to, I mean, that's why people are ordering off of apps. So, like, well, I'm on the computer anyway, so I might as well do what I need to on the app. I'm still, maybe because I'm Gen X and I'm old school, I still struggle where I'm hitting the button and I'm like, but I just want to say no onions. And then, and it's just, to me, they're harder to navigate. Yes, I love onions, just some of us don't digest them in the family very well. And so by the time you kind of get through all that, you're like, you know what, I could be ordering from somewhere else. But according to, I think it was the Congressional Budget Office, there was a study last December that found if you raise the federal minimum wage to $17 an hour from $7.25, which, by the way, I do think we need to raise the federal minimum wage. I don't know if we have to raise it to $17 an hour, but I do think the $7.25 an hour, you know, with the way inflation is and the way things are so much more costly right now, I think it's due. But they said if you do raise it by July 2029, you would increase wages for 19 million people, but you would reduce employment for about 700,000 workers. And so the more you raise wages, the more you can, you know, put people at risk to fire them. Now, what are some of the owners saying? Well, this was interesting. Business Insider did a piece, and they said a major Burger King franchisee in California says he can't roll out the kiosks fast enough. Right? He said, we can't move fast enough for this. We have kiosks in 25% of our restaurants today. However, the other 75% aren't going to get their kiosks until the next 30 to 60 days. So he is paying the higher wages, which is not easy. Now, I'm not here to play a violin for wealthy, wealthy business owners, but if you are a small business owner and you only have one store and your life savings is in that one store, that one franchise restaurant, it hurts. And so when you hear owners saying they can't get the self-serve parts of the business in fast enough, you know what they're thinking. They're thinking, we got to pay more, we're firing. And if you do anything, whether it's in medicine, whether it's in schools, whether it's in the economy, retail, whatever, You know, if you are trying to please a demographic, you need to be very careful because you could very easily hurt that same demographic. Now, for example, you know, there's been talk about mandating the COVID vaccine in kids, which I'm 100% against. I do not think you should be mandating COVID vaccines. Well, you're like, well, we need to help these kids. We need to save these kids. We need to mandate the COVID vaccine. Well, what in turn has that done? Parents have ripped their kids out of school saying, you know what, no vaccines. You aren't going to put anything in my kid's body. Well, I would like kids to still get the polio vaccine. I don't want to see polio make a comeback. I'd still like to see kids get some of their school, you know, vaccinations or vaccinations needed for school. So you actually end up hurting the demographic you're trying to save when you go too far. So here's Governor Gavin Newsom and his legislators saying, yes, we are going to raise wages. Fast food workers are going to love us. We're going to get all these votes. They're going to be so happy. Not if they lose their job. What good is getting paid that just to go and get canned? And layoffs are coming, not just for fast food, for so many industries. And by the way, we're going to talk about that in the next segment, what to do if you get a layoff letter or a threat to layoff. But, you know, going back to this in terms of what's happening in California, Governor Gavin Newsom is who the Democratic Party is eyeing for an eventual presidential run. He's not going to run this election. He's played it smart. Nobody wants to say they're going up against Biden, except RFK. And I don't know how far RFK is going to go. Aaron Rodgers says his life is in jeopardy, so we don't know what's, you know, happening there. But Governor Gavin Newsom, you know, is going to want to make a run for the White House. Well, it is going to be based on his track record with California. People are going to say, well, what did you do in California? Well, if they've been operating a deficit, if their crime is ridiculous, if their education is failing, and these students can't pass typical tests, and their workers are getting fired, and their businesses are leaving, saying, I'm out of here, he's not going to make it that far. So I hate to think that it's a laboratory experiment, what's happening in California now, Californians, and these EV mandates and all that, and see how they do it. And Californians are resilient. Look, I'm a Californian. I was born there. As far as I'm concerned, I'm Californian. But, you know, there's a resilience. But, you know, I don't live there anymore, and a lot of Californians are becoming ex-Californians. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. xtendovite.com. That's xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So last week we talked about how there was a study showing that those who take Adderall, Ritalin for ADHD could have a higher risk of developing cardiomyopathy over time. Cardiomyopathy means an issue with your heart muscle. And any issue with the heart muscle most likely weakens it. And a weakened heart muscle means your heart can't pump. If your heart can't pump, you could go into heart failure. Now, I don't think the average person who takes Adderall and Ritalin is going into heart failure, but I do believe that these stimulants could affect the heart and adversely, especially for people taking it for years on end. In the study we spoke about, they said those using stimulant medications had a 17% higher chance of developing cardiomyopathy, and it increased the risk to 57% after 8 years in compared to those who didn't take the medication. And so I've been, you know, we see rises in atrial fibrillation. We've seen rises in chest pain and panic attacks, and, you know, are these medications affecting you? Well, they could. Anything that stimulates the heart, raises your heart rate, can act on your heart muscle, can absolutely, you know, have an effect. Now, many of you are finding that the medications are in short supply, so you're off of it. Many of you are having trouble with your ADHD symptoms. You think you're going to lose a job. You think you're going to fail school. And so you feel like you're caught between a rock and a hard place. And so a question I get is, what do I do? I have ADHD. It's from a listener. What do? I have ADHD. I'm afraid to go on the medication. If I decide to go on the medication, they're hard to get. Now, what do you recommend I do if I have ADHD? Well, first, I recommend to anybody, really examine if you actually have ADHD. ADHD is real, but just like gender dysphoria is real, but I think there's a lot of people taking on the diagnosis that might not necessarily have a true ADHD diagnosis. And we spoke about gender dysphoria and how I think there's some individuals who are, you know, maybe I'm very non-committed right now to my gender, but is that truly a gender dysphoria where you really cannot live in the body you're living in? There's big differences between the diagnoses. So one, you know, determine if you actually have the diagnosis. Number two is whether you have the diagnosis or not, is it really impacting your ability to function? Now, I've always struggled with parents and teachers saying the kid has ADHD, and that's it. ADHD is oftentimes a symptom of something else. All right? Maybe autism. Maybe hypoglycemia. Maybe hunger. Maybe abuse. Maybe depression. And so what are some symptoms? So we spoke about the guidelines. Six or more of the following if you're under 16 years old, five or more if you're over 17 and an adult. All right. In terms of inattention, you fail to give close attention to details, or you make careless mistakes at schoolwork, work, other activities. Okay, well, if you fail to give close attention, that could be pretty significant. I don't know if I want you operating a plane if you can't, you know, pay attention. You have trouble holding attention on tasks or playing activities. You don't listen when spoken to directly. You don't follow through on instructions, so you don't finish your schoolwork, your chores, your duties in the workplace. You get sidetracked. You lose focus. I mean, if you don't like your job and you hate your job, you know, but you might show some signs of inattention. You have trouble organizing tasks and activities. You avoid anything that requires mental effort over a long period of time. You lose things. You lose your pencils, your books, your tools, so you can't do the job. Your wallets, your keys, your paperwork, your eyeglasses, your telephones. You get easily distracted. And you're often forgetful in daily activities. Now, many of you are saying, Dr. Dahlia, that's me. I got it. Over here. I got it too. Listen, I think COVID did a number on us. I think we also are getting very lazy with our minds. Trust me. I lose my keys. I get distracted. That happens. But it's because we've let that happen. I mean, in school, when you were a kid, it was pay attention. Now it's kind of a free-for-all. You know, look online, do your schoolwork online, look at the tablet. You can't look at a tablet. Of course, we're actually teaching people to look away from their tablets. So, you know, we're going to talk about that for the hyperactivity. You fidget. You're always tapping your hands and feet, squirming in your seat. You can't sit still. You often leave your seat when you're supposed to be seated. So, for example, you can't get through a movie. If you could get through a movie and watch that whole movie, you got some, you know, you got obviously an attention span. You run about or climb in situations where it's not appropriate, you know, such as kids. Why are they climbing on a table? They should know better. You know, this is school. Why are you on top of your desk? Adolescents or adults may feel restless, can't really take part in leisure activities quietly. You're always on the go, driven by a motor. You talk excessively. You blurt out answers before a question is completed. You have trouble waiting your turn, and you interrupt and intrude on others. I think I'm hyperactive at times, but I don't want to take medicine for it. Okay? Talking excessively? Then fine. Put me on the radio. Blurting out an answer before a question has been completed? Yeah, I want that gold star. I want people to know that I know my stuff. In medical school, you kind of got in trouble if you sat there and you didn't answer and you didn't participate. So I would shout out my answer. I'd be right maybe 2% of the time, but it showed I paid attention, and then I could go back to doing whatever I was doing in the back of class. So sometimes it's strategy, but you need to decide, is it that these are things that you just can't control? If you can't get through a 5-minute meeting or Zoom call, it's pretty significant. You're going to have trouble getting through your job. So why is that? Well, my back hurts. I can't sit still. I'm in pain. My toothache. Well, yeah, of course it's going to make you inattentive. Attention deficit. Well, let's look at your back pain. Let's look at your seat. Is your desk clean or cluttered? Are you getting pop-ups? Is there something you're so much more interested in, and that's what's taking your attention? I mean, I got to tell you, every time I fell in love, all right, I'm sorry. Yeah, all I did was daydream. I still got my work done. But, figure out exactly what is it. Is it that you're going through some trouble? Or there's somebody you like and you're wondering what they're doing, and you are going to have to at some point, whether there's medication available or not, learn how to control things. If you can't, no matter what you do, control things. See a medical provider. But you do need to, if you're thinking about sex all day long, I told you, I was in medical school, and one of my classmates, we sat in the back of class, well, there was the back row, and then there were these little tables of two. And so I sat in the back of class. That's why I could slip in if I'm late, because I used to work and wait tables when I was in medical school. So I sat there, and my friend comes in, and he's like, stop, stop, stop. I told you the story, guys. Like, stop. What are you saying stop for? You sound like an idiot. He's like, I'm doing stop think. What's that? Well, he says in psychology, when you have a thought that comes into your mind, and you don't want that thought to come into your mind, you say stop. And it helps stop the thought. It's called stop think. And I go, well, you're saying stop so many times. Why? He goes, well, I'm doing it because I think about sex. I think about sex all the time. So I want to concentrate in medical school, so I'm going to say stop every time that happens. So I'm like, that's a good idea. So we're like, stop, 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 stop. So then the row in front of us was like, what the hell are you guys doing? We're doing stop think. Every time we think about sex, we tell each other stop. Okay? So we don't think about sex. Well, apparently that spread. And about a few minutes later, I guess they were showing a big intestine, up on the screen, one of those big, and all you heard across the classroom was stop, 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 stop. I'm like, what are you guys doing? And so, yeah, people made a joke about it, but, it really is effective. If somebody says something to you, like your mother-in-law, and you just can't stop thinking about it, you're like, you need to function. Just stop. Just tell yourself stop. You don't have to be out loud about it. But talk to your medical provider about things you could do, or see a therapist, or, who can help you. Because if you can't get the medications, and you don't want to be on the medications, there are some things you could do to help you focus. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump will be in a New York City courtroom Monday for jury selection in his criminal trial regarding hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Trump is facing 4 criminal trials in total, but this will be the first one that happens before the 2024 elections. A projection suggests President Biden's recent plan for student debt relief may come with an estimated price tag of $84 billion for taxpayers. The model indicating the largest expenditure would likely arise from Biden's idea to forgive up to $20,000 for borrowers with outstanding interest balances. Russia has a leg up on Ukraine. They were able to destroy the largest power plant in the Kiev region and a different power plant last week. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So do you take too many pills? Do you look in your cabinet and go, what the hell is this? Which, by the way, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and my cabinet, my mirrored cabinet in the sink, near the sink, abuts, is on the wall. That apparently is an exterior wall. Don't put medicine in there. It heats up. In the summer, whatever is in that mirrored side cabinet up on the wall cooks. So if you do have medication, you know, and the weather is still kind of cool, you don't want it to freeze. You don't want it to cook. So be very careful on where you have your medication in your house. All right, just as a reminder there. Yeah, I do teach you guys stuff. Do you notice that? Look at all the teaching I've done this show. I tell you. All right. Good. See, you learned something. But do you think you're on too many medications? Do you also are you proud and are you bragging about how you don't take a medication at all? You have never needed medication. You have no prescriptions. Look at me. I'm good and I'm cool. Okay, well, both of you guys could be in trouble. I mean, my father bragged about how healthy he was and how he never needed to go to a doctor. Well, actually, he did, you know, and get his heart disease diagnosed because he ends up having a heart attack and dies. Just because you have never seen a doctor and gotten a diagnosis doesn't mean you don't have a diagnosis. Now, I don't want people being diagnosed who don't have something wrong with them. And I think there are some physicians that do that. Well, you're here, so I got to give you some diagnosis. I got to say something. And you know why that happened, by the way? Because insurance companies wouldn't pay you if there wasn't a diagnosis. If it was a physical, the person's well, they have a question, you wouldn't get paid. So the doctor had to come up with something. Now, Obamacare might have rectified that while they messed up everything else. But, you know, oftentimes people are like, I just have a question, and you have to come up with a diagnosis or you can't get paid for that visit, which I think is ridiculous. Honestly, we really need to revamp how we're doing insurance and all of that. But I think we have a problem where, one, we have people on too many medications, but we also have the people who really need to be treated and medicated aren't. And so how do we solve this? Well, let's look at those of you on too many medications. Okay, what is too many? What is the definition of too many? 5 pills, 10 pills? The definition of too many medications is you being on multiple medications for an issue that could be addressed and resolved by fewer medications. That's really the definition. So if you have high blood pressure and you're on 4 medications, and there's actually 2 medications that can resolve your blood pressure, you're on too many. But if you have recalcitrant high blood pressure and you will stroke if you don't have your beta blocker, your calcium channel blocker, your ACE inhibitor, your diuretic, and all of them are providing control for your blood pressure, then you're not over-medicated. You're basically being kept alive and minimizing major risk factors. Same thing with diabetes. Some of you need metformin. Some of you need Ozempic. Some of you need insulin. Some of you need baseline insulin. Some of you need rapid insulin. Some of you with diabetes also need something to protect your kidneys. Some of you may also need your blood pressure in control, may also have your need your cholesterol in control. You're taking supplements to prevent macular degeneration. I don't think you're on too many medications. I mean, you have medical conditions that are known to be deadly, and you are controlling your symptoms and staving off pathology and risks that could come with those. I think that's absolutely fine. But interestingly, there are individuals who don't go to the same doctor or medical provider, and they end up just getting refills online, and go, oh, wow, okay, well, now it looks like I need this or I need this. And medicines just keep being added, and nobody reconciles your medications, and nobody looks at, really? Do you really need to be on these medications? Like, for example, I see that with asthmatics. They're on one inhaler. They keep taking that one inhaler. That doesn't work. Now they're on a second inhaler. Well, that second inhaler is not working. So now they're also on a pill. Well, that's not working. And they're having breakthrough asthma exacerbation. So now they keep calling for steroids. Well, they're on steroids so much that now they're developing diabetes. Or now they're high blood. Now their blood pressure is up. Well, have you seen anybody recently for your asthma? You know, it's an art. For some people, they need to be on some medications to prevent the exacerbations. They might only need that pre-allergy season, or you might need it year-round. But there's an art to these things. And so one question I have for you is, if you are on multiple medications, do you have a regular doctor that is looking at all these medications? I mean, if you have high blood pressure and you're on amlodipine and Losartan, and you call up a telemedicine company saying my blood pressure is high, and I've maxed on both doses, and that telemedicine doctor says, you know what, well, then let me add another medication. Are you following up with a regular doctor to see if that medication is needed or if there should be an adjustment with your other medications? So that's the first thing you need to do. Number two is, are you having side effects from these medications? Are you on acid reflux medications for so long that now you're being told, well, your bones are weakening, or you're at risk for pneumonia, or your memory loss, or whatever? Well, then that might be, you know, you might have been over-medicated. Why? Because maybe your acid reflux could have been addressed by diet or something else. So, we basically don't just get treated over the phone. Make sure somebody is reviewing these things and ask your doctor. Your doctor might be busy. You might be like, well, I'm here for my refills. The doctor's like, great, okay, any chest pain, trouble breathing, dizziness, here's your blood work, here's your refills. Ask your doctor, slow them down and say, hey, I think I'm on a lot. Can you look and see if any of these I could slowly start to cut back? Do I really need to be on all these medications? It's a great question. Now make that doctor do some work and look at your medications and go, do you really need them? This is one of the reasons why, you know, people have to have extra Medicare coverage, because they're on so many medications that Medicare is not paying for it. Now, on the flip side, I'm having people so afraid to go to a doctor that or take a medication that they're not on something that they need to be. Okay, that's wrong. Just say, well, because the doctor's going to put me on medication. Well, if you have high blood pressure, you're at risk of going blind, losing your kidneys, getting a heart attack, getting a stroke. You bet your ass we're going to put you on a medication. That's our job. We don't want you to get the stroke. And I see a lot of fear of people saying, well, I don't want to go on medication because once you're on it for life. Well, if you have high blood pressure and that blood pressure has not gone away on diet and exercise, then you probably have that condition. And if you're slender and you're exercising and watching your diet and there's nothing external that's causing that blood pressure to be high, where it's secondary and it's primary hypertension, meaning you have high blood pressure, then yes, you will be on something. It's not a bad thing. It's just you have a condition. If you have diabetes, low thyroid, those are conditions that have to be treated. But definitely talk to your medical provider about what you're on, if you really need to be on it, and if there's a better way to manage some of your issues. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a common question I have gotten throughout my training is, does your astrological sign mean something when it pertains to your health, when it pertains to your personality? And to this day, and this has been going on for centuries, people have used the day they were born, which falls under their an astrological sign. I was born June 16, so I'm a Gemini. Does that affect the way you live? Does that affect who you are? Does it affect how you're going to die? Does it affect who you marry? And people have made a science of it. So as a physician, when I get asked, you know, what are the studies? Do Geminis really have ovarian pathology? Okay, do Aries really have headaches and head pathology? Well, most of the studies do not necessarily make those links. I think it would be an easy study to do. But there's been reports saying, look, now, there's headaches who are Sagittarius. There are headaches that happen in people who are Virgos. There's a very interesting meme that's been circulating recently on astrological signs. And these are signs ranked by who is most difficult to love. They say if you're a Virgo, you're the most difficult to love. If you're a Scorpio, a Sagittarius, or Aquarius. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. I know a lot of Aquariuses. They're lovable. I know a lot of Virgos, Scorpios. Anyway, most difficult to love. They're normal. Easy to, okay to love. Capricorn, Gemini, Leo, and Aries. Yay! And then the easiest to love are your Tauruses, your Libras, your Pisces, and your Cancer. Apparently, those born end of June to July, to end of July, the Cancers, are supposed to be the easiest to love. Well, why? So, people want science. People want hard facts. Well, I often, on this show, talk about medical astrology. Medical astrology is called iatromathematics. Now, it doesn't necessarily get, shall we say, scientific journal published endorsements, but Healthline did a very interesting piece, and I know people like me to talk about it. I can't say necessarily that this is scientific, but I do, though, believe. This is me. This isn't Dr. Dahlia talking. This is Dahlia. It just happens to be a doctor talking. I do believe that if you were born in the summer and your immune system was a little stronger come flu season that year compared to somebody born right as the flu season was starting with a lower immune system, that there could have been things that affected your immunity or the way you grew. If you were born, let's say, in February, and it wasn't very cold, and now you were a 10-month-old by the time the nasty flu season hit, you might have been a little bit more robust to be able to tack it on than if you were born at the end of October. And I do think if you were born in the winter versus born in the summer, there might be certain things that you might be a little bit more resistant to or vulnerable to. I don't think that's that far off for any of us in science to entertain and theorize or study. Now, astrological signs just happen to encompass that. If you're Aries, you're born between March 21st and April 20th. If you're Leo, you're what, end of July to end of April? If you are Capricorn, end of December to early January? No. You're January, roughly the month of January. So, yeah, I think it's... And then Pisces is roughly February. No. So I think it's Gemini is roughly January. Aquarius is February. Pisces, March. That kind of thing. Libra, April. Aries is... Yeah, anyway, I get it. Like Aries is March 21st to April 20th. So I do believe that there could be some associations. Healthline did a piece where they said if you are Aries... Now, keep in mind, Aries, right, was he the god of war? I forget. Aries, remember, the head of the new year used to be the spring. So that's why Aries is oftentimes the first astrological sign talked about, March 21st to April 20th. Only with the Gregorian calendar do we add January and February. But Aries, they may have more issues with their heads, brain, face. People have spoken about how there's more headaches, migraine, strokes. I don't necessarily see data on that. But Aries, more about the head and the face. Tauruses, born between April 21st and May 21st. They allegedly have more issues with their neck, their ears, and their throat. Gemini, lungs, shoulders, arms, and hands. They say the evil twin of Gemini is nervous and negative. Now, I'm very positive. I don't have anxiety. For years, Geminis have issues with their ovaries. And I ended up having a tumor in my ovary, which was benign, thank God, but... See, why aren't they mentioning that? See, depending on what you read, there's different medical issues. But Gemini had always been known to have an issue with an ovary. Cancer have issues with the breasts, chest, and stomach, according to Healthline. You would think Cancer would have more cancer. Nope. Leos, July 23rd to August 21st, have issues with their heart, their back, their spine, or their blood. Virgos, August 22nd to September 23rd, they say have issues with their abdomen and intestines. Libra, September 24th to October 23rd, may have constipation, diarrhea, kidney issues, adrenal glands, skin issues. Scorpios have issues with their genitals, ovaries, testes, bladder, rectum. No wonder they're grumpy. That's not fun. Sagittariuses, November 23rd to December 22nd, have issues with their hip, their thighs, sciatic nerves, vision. Capricorn, end of December to end of January, bones, teeth, skin, joints, and knee issues. Aquariuses have issues with their lower legs, ankles, and circulation. And Pisces, February 20th to March 20th, nervous system, feet, and thalamus. The thalamus has to do with immune systems. So take that for what it's worth. I mean, honestly, I know Aquariuses who have immune system issues. I know Sagittariuses that have lung issues. I mean, it's, you know. But I do believe that when you were born, where you were born, what the weather was like, and what the flu season was like makes a difference. You know, one interesting thing is there somebody I know who was, I think, a fetus during one of those flus. You know, I think it was like, remember there was a big bad flu in 57, and then I think there was a big bad flu in 68. Well, there's an immunity that I'm wondering in that age group, and I'm to the flu, to some of our current flu. And I'm wondering if it's because if you were a baby or a fetus during the time when there was those bad flus in America, you end up having an immunity. We could easily study this. Look at the H1N1 that we had when we had swine flu. Take a look and see how people have done, you know, since then. It'll be very interesting to see. Don't call them COVID babies. They don't want to be called COVID babies. But it'll be fascinating to see these children that were born during COVID, what their immunity looks like. And I understand some months were different than others. But I personally believe that if you were born in the summer versus born in the winter, that there may be some changes and differences and vulnerabilities. But like I said, it also depends on the weather. It also depends, did your mom breastfeed or not? You know, what was your home like? Did you have sisters or brothers? Your immunity also changes in terms of if you have a pet. You know, studies have shown that if you have a pet in the house before you give birth, that child will have fewer allergies. And knock on wood, I've seen that with my kids. And we adopted, it was just luck of the draw. We adopted a dog 1 month before one of my sons. We adopted another dog another month before. Maybe because when I was in my 8 months of pregnancy or seven, 8 months, I was like, you know what? I need a non-human, you know, here to kind of back me up. I need some extra help. Hands on deck. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.